Suriye'de yaşananları biliyoruz. Burada sırf Alevi bir iktidar var diye karşısında olmadık ittifakları kuran ve üstelik de adına Mavuya ordusu dedikleri bir orduyla karşı koymaya çalışıyorlar.
At a meeting of Alevis in central Istanbul, Ali Kenanoglu speaks about the situation in Syria. But rather than dwelling on the atrocities committed by the Syrian government against its opponents, he talks about foreign conspiracies against the Assad regime and the imminent dangers faced by Syria's Alevite minority, who Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's family belongs to. In Syria, less than 6% of the 20 million inhabitants are Alevites, but most government officials belong to the minority. That's why Kenanoglu, head of the Turkish Hubiya Sultan Alevi Cultural Society, is concerned.
The Syrian opposition, it's not about democracy. They're just a creation of certain powers. Some of the groups fighting the regime call themselves Muawiya, which is the name of a historical Sunni leader who was responsible for some of the worst atrocities against Alevis. So their intentions are clear towards Alevis. If they succeed, there will be terrible massacres and they will be forced out of the country.
Adeta orada muhalefet yaratılmaya çalışılıyor.
Last month, there was a protest by Turkish Alevis close to the Syrian border in support of Bashar al-Assad. That is a step too far for most Alevis in Turkey, according to Kamil Aykanat in Istanbul. Aykanat heads the Hagi Bektaş Culture Foundation, another Alevi group. Aykanat says while there are some religious and cultural differences between Turkish Alevis and their Syrian Alevite cousins, they both share a common identity.
Buradaki Aleviler, Anadolu Alevileri.
We are Anatolian Alevis, they are Arab Alevis. But wherever you go in the world, if you use the word Alevi, you are connected by a brotherhood. But whatever happens to an Alevi anywhere in the world, Alevis feel it's their own issue, as if it has happened to them. That's why we believe our country should be neutral in the events happening in Syria. If there is a sectarian civil war, I fear what will happen here if our government takes sides.
Many Alevis are already deeply suspicious of the Sunni roots of the ruling Turkish AK party, according to political commentator Soli Özel of the Turkish newspaper Haber Türk. He says while the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdoğan's support of the Syrian opposition, drawn primarily from fellow Sunnis, plays well among its international allies, it threatens to ferment historical sectarian division within his own country.
In a region where the lines and the swords are drawn along sectarian lines, I really don't see how Turkey can actually keep itself above the fray and what kind of an impact this might have on Turkey's own Sunni Alevi divide remains to be seen, but that creates some tension in my view.
Alevis don't pray in mosques, but so-called cemevis, and worship through music and dance. There is also no segregation of men and women. For some of Turkey's majority Sunni population, that is heresy. Many others view Alevis with deep suspicion. Many Turkish Alevis felt suspicious of the ruling AK party, even before the Syrian unrest increased the tensions. Government promises to address Alevi grievances of discrimination have been quietly shelved. Professor Ishtar Gurzaydın of Istanbul's Dorsch University was part of the government commission into Alevi rights. She says the Sunni roots of the ruling AK party prevented them even addressing the fundamental demand of officially recognizing Alevi religious beliefs.
They've been trying quite hard in order to make a dialogue. But it's difficult, apparently, for the Sunni authorities to perceive that there exists another understanding of Islam which they consider not valid, actually. For example, they don't accept Jemevis as a place of prayer. They accept it as a place of a cultural center or something, but not as a place of prayer, because in the Sunni understanding, mosque is the only place for praying. It is important because unless they start accepting it as an other understanding of the religion, it's out of the question to come to an understanding of each other. It seems to be a dialogue, but then it turns out to be trying to assimilate them in their own understanding.
Turkish Alevi anger with the government boiled over into protests earlier this month after a court ruled that the statute of limitations ran out for five suspects in a trial over an arson attack that left 37 people dead in 1993. Most of those who died were Alevi intellectuals and artists when a Sunni mob burned down their hotel. Throughout the last century and beyond, Alevis have been victims of numerous sectarian attacks. Kananoglu fears the Turkish Prime Minister's rhetoric against the Syrian president is stoking the fires of sectarian tensions in Turkey.
Tayyip Erdoğan bunları söylerken Suriye'deki Aleviler diyor ama...
Whenever he talks about Syria, he refers to Assad as an Alevi. This is legitimizing a view in Turkey that Alevis are responsible for massacring Sunnis. This is a country where being Alevi is a very sensitive situation in Turkey. And the Prime Minister's audience is Sunni Turks. And Sunni Turks already have very troubled relations with Alevis.
Last month in the Turkish city of Adıyaman, dozens of homes of Alevis were marked by a red cross. That caused alarm, rekindling memories of the 1978 pogrom in the city of Maraş, where many of the 109 Alevis killed had their homes similarly marked. The government initially dismissed the event as a prank by children, but following protests have launched an investigation. At an Istanbul Cemevi where Alevis worship, there is now unease about the events in Syria and their implications for Turkey.
If it becomes a Sunni-Alevi confrontation in Syria, then I would be very worried, as it could come to Turkey, because we've already seen what happened in Adıyaman, so it could become a big, big crisis. But Turkish people have changed. There is more common sense between Sunnis and Alevis, so I hope it will not come to that.
But with the Turkish media broadcasting horrific pictures out of Syria as a Damascus crackdown intensifies, and many channels couching it in terms of Sunni and Alevi, observers warn the repercussions of the Syrian crisis could increasingly be felt in Turkey. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.